I think France is showing its own anger about the current situation in Mali. And two, in my view, the decision by France to stop the cooperation with the military is also related to the fact that the military government has decided to start the dialogue with the rebels group. And they officially told the Malian public that if that happens, they really will look at again their position towards the Malian army. So for me, it's just the implementation of the warning that they made last week.
France, like other Western countries, even the African Union and ECOWAS, they have a stake in the security situation in Mali. So what does suspending the joint military operation mean for the fight against the jihadists?
Well, it means there will no longer be coordination between the Malian army and the French army. They will not share intelligence. They will not undertake joint mission, particularly at the junction between Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger borders. And it means that also they will freeze the normal relationship between the French army and the Malian army in their operation, not in the north, but they were doing more operation in the center of the Malian country, which is quite damaging for the Malian army. It's not well equipped. They don't have the kind of intelligence that the French government can get on the position of the rebel group and so and so.
It seems to me the military junta in Mali is undergoing reformation every time, because now, you know, this week they appointed a new civilian prime minister, Maiga. He was a member of the June 5 patriotic movement, I mean. Does this mean now that the civilian population that forced the former president out of office are now with the military?
Well, yes, they are with the military. But, you know, the Malian political situation is a very complex one at the moment. The complexity comes from the situation where the person who was nominated prime minister is the one 2 weeks ago who went to see the president that resigned, that the political and economical situation was so bad that they needed to change government, which the president accepted and did the changes that this opposition wanted, and then himself was asked to resign. These people are now in power, but they are now in power in the context where the army is becoming more and more powerful.